Hi, welcome to the Read, Play, Talk podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Lindsay Paris.
And I'm Jack Love, your other host.
This podcast is a resource for parents and caregivers as we educate on the importance of reading, playing, and talking with children every day. In this episode, we are talking with Veronica Armendariz, who is an instructional coach at Porter Elementary School, about what Lena Start looks like on campuses in Mesquite ISD.
Awesome. Hard to believe, 2023.
Here we are, new year. I love the new year.
I do too. It's always like fresh and, you know, get to start all over and look forward to things. And you have a whole month before you're beaten down.
Totally. Right? Yes.
Before it all comes down.
A big year for Read, Play, Talk in a lot of ways, but especially for Lena Start, which is what we're going to talk about today.
I know. I'm excited about it. And we have Veronica with us. Hey, welcome, Veronica. We're glad to have you.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. How about maybe a little bit about yourself, you know, your personal details, like how did you get to Mesquite? How long have you been here? And maybe what your role as an instructional coach does.
Well, I'm a West Texas native, born in El Paso, Texas, moved to the Dallas-Fort Worth area when I was 10 years old, and Spanish was my native language. I got into education. I studied at UTD, and I was recruited by Mesquite ISD at my last semester, 2005, at UTD. And I've been here ever since as a bilingual teacher. My first year teaching was at Shands, and then I have been at Porter Elementary ever since. And Porter is very dear to me. It's the only school I've known other than Shands, and I have seen Porter grow so much. The population has changed. They've evolved. It's just been really amazing to see all the students grow. I've taught kinder. I've taught third, fourth, sixth, all bilingual. And I've been an instructional coach since 2016.
So just real quick, you said you were recruited from UTD. Was that Mr. Porter? Was he involved in that?
It was actually Melanie Packwood.
Oh, was it? Okay.
She had a, I love Melanie. We had lots of different districts there, and she really sold Mesquite very well. I interviewed with other districts, but I just kind of, my heart was set on Mesquite just because it was closer to where I lived, of course, and I really wanted to serve that community. But just the way she recruited and the vision for Mesquite ISD was something that she really focused on explaining to me, and I was eager to be a part of that.
Yeah, they do a great job. I just thought it would have been cool if it was Mr. Porter recruiting you and you ended up
at, it was not Mr. Porter. Yeah. But he came and visited us for a while, and he would bring us a cake all the time. He'd come visit us yearly. So, yeah, I know Mr. Porter, too. I've seen him plenty of times, and he has good cake.
He brings good, he has good cake. That's awesome.
We have so many great elementary schools in Mesquite ISD, and it's funny how even though it's the same district, you go to different campuses, and they all have, like, totally different feels. But I love coming to Porter's campus because it's one of the smaller elementary schools that we have, but, like, the community among the staff is just so close. Mm-hmm. You've got people who have been there for a long time. You know, they're just really invested in the school. And one thing I want to note about Porter is y'all were just awarded a Blue Ribbon School 2 years ago?
Yes, it was 2 years ago. And we were recognized in D.C. last year. Our new principal, Miss Englert, got to go and receive our award. And our old principal, Becky Rasko, got to go as well. But yeah, well, it was 2 years ago. And we were recognized for closing achievement gaps because, I mean, we just really monitor the needs of all our learners. We want to just meet everybody's needs, every child, every day, whatever it takes. So yeah, the turnover rate at Porter is, I mean, nobody wants to leave there ever. You know, I've been there forever. And the thing that I love the most about it is that everybody steps up to the plate. If something is needed, it's like, okay, I'll do it. There's no looking back. We're there to meet the needs of all learners, and we're willing to do whatever it takes.
And that's super hard. That's hard. I mean, and it's glad that you got recognized for doing that.
Yes, it's quite an honor to be distinguished at that level.
We were very surprised, but we were very excited. And yeah, we just welcomed the award with open arms, and we keep working every day to do the same thing.
That's amazing. Well, thank you for what you do and for what you do for our students. We're going to talk mainly today about Lena Start. So I'm going to do a quick recap. I know we've had several past episodes about Lena Start, but maybe there's a listener or two out there who's never heard of it. So I'm just going to do a quick recap of what the program entails. But Lena Start is a free 10-week parent education program that really teaches parents the importance of how simply talking more with their child will help to develop their brain and set them up for success in school and beyond. What sets Lena Start apart from other parent education programs? There are other programs that we love and support, but what really sets Lena Start apart from the others is Lena's talk pedometer technology. The child wears a Lena device 1 day a week for the 10 weeks, and that will measure and track the child's language environment during that day. helps us print out a report, which makes the program extremely measurable, where we can see growth in adult words and conversational turns. We provide free childcare during the 10 weeks. Families get at least one free book at every session. So at the end of the program, families will have at least a 10-book library for their child at home, which is also a big incentive for families in our area. A lot of groups will offer snacks or food. Other incentives are also provided, like giveaway raffle items at the end of each session. And so I want to talk a little bit about why we wanted to move this program to campuses. If you listen to our last episode, we talk about how in 2021, it was really just the Read, Play, Talk office that was offering the program. And we had reached, you know, roughly 40 families during that year. But then we started talking about, how do we grow this? How do we make this program available to more families in our community? And the most natural way for us to do that was to put the program on campuses, because schools, they're a lot of times designed or placed right in the middle of neighborhoods. And so it's just very easy for families. It would be more convenient for them to come to the schools. We could recruit families who already have older children at these campuses, so it's a building that they're familiar with, they know staff on there, and we could have teachers or other staff, other school staff, lead the program, because we really thought that we could get them to buy in with the importance of Lena Start, and they would really have a passion for it. And so that's what we did in the spring of 2022. We offered it at Henry Elementary, and we just saw tremendous participation, tremendous growth in that one semester. I presented to principals, I think in April or May of 2022, and had several that you said they're interested in learning more, and Hodges and Porter jumped on board for fall of 2022, which was really incredible. And we have even more campuses that are jumping on board this spring, which is very exciting that we're just expanding to even more areas in Mesquite and Balch Springs and surrounding areas.
I think in our last episode, we talked about how important, you know, I think I even said this is the most important thing that we've done so far, I think. It's measurable. That's what I love about it. It's measurable.
Absolutely. And it kind of bridges this gap for parents with young kids and the school, because really the families we're targeting, their kids aren't old enough to come to our schools yet.
Yeah.
But it's a great introduction even, you know, to introduce them to Mesquite ISD, to introduce them to what pre-K and elementary level looks like. So I'm so grateful that our campuses have caught on, you know, they see the vision, they see the importance, and they're ready to, like you were saying, Veronica, like the staff at Porter, they're willing to go above and beyond to do what it takes to offer this program for our families.
And to that point, I think it's probably safe to say that some of these parents haven't been to an elementary campus in 20 years, right?
Sure.
And it's not, I know when I went back to my son's elementary school class, it wasn't the elementary school class that I was in. So
Definitely. It's
good for them to kind of get maybe a primer of what things are going to look like and how they're different than what they were probably used to.
Definitely.
So, all right. So back to Veronica. Hopefully we didn't bore everybody there. But so Veronica, you just recently wrapped up your first Lena Start group over at Porter Elementary, which is a great accomplishment. Thank you and congratulations for doing that. How would you sum up your experience with the Lena program?
I would want to say that it was amazing. I mentioned earlier that I am a West Texas native, so English was not my first language. It was my second language that I acquired. And my first group, they were all native Spanish-speaking moms this time. And so it was really dear to me because they reminded me of my mama, you know. And so as a bilingual teacher, I have learned that having a strong vocabulary in your native language is very important to acquire a second language.
Yeah.
So I was so eager to share that insight with them, share my story with them, make that connection with them as moms, as a daughter. And so it was amazing to see how they were willing to learn ideas on how to build that Spanish vocabulary with their kids. They were so eager to read, to talk to them, to turn everyday activities into conversations, you know, with their children. And that helps their kids' vocabulary expand. And it prepares them once they enter the pre-K 3 class or the pre-K 4 class, like you mentioned, the kindergarten classroom, because it is different from me when I was in elementary school. We expect so much from these kiddos. And so I really appreciate them just willing to talk to them and preparing them with that vocabulary, those conversations to have with us.
Yeah, and I think that's a big point. I know we talk about it throughout the year all the time, is I think sometimes when people hear read, play, talk, they think I've got to read to my child in English or I've got to talk to my child in English. No, you just need to read and play and talk with your child. However you do it, do it. It doesn't make a difference. They don't need to hear English. If your native language at home is Chinese, speak Chinese. If it's Spanish, speak Chinese. Just read, play, and talk to your child.
And I mentioned earlier also, I love the way that Porter's population has evolved with all the mixed cultures that we have now at our school from when I first started there years ago. And so, you know, we have Middle Eastern families, we have Asian families, Spanish-speaking families, of course. And so we just like you said, perfect, excellent point, talk to them, you know, give them all the vocabulary that they can so they can build on that as they acquire the second language, you know, when they come into the public school system.
Sometimes because of the way it's set up, read, play, talk, I think people think talk is probably the least important thing and read is the most important, but they're all just as equal. It just sounds better, read, play, talk, than talk, play, read, right?
I mean, totally. That doesn't flow.
So yeah, it just doesn't flow. So, you know, the important thing there is just talk, 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 talk. Honestly, as I think about it, talk is probably the most important one because it sets the foundation for all of the rest of them.
Yeah. And that's what, I mean, that's what Lena teaches is how just simply talking more with your child really does so much for their brain development and their potential for future success.
Definitely. Definitely.
I loved the way you like summed up your experience. And it was, you know, I watched from a distance, just kind of coming in, checking on you regularly. And even though the class was offered in Spanish and I don't speak Spanish, it was just beautiful to watch the way that the relationships were built between the moms in the class, the relationships that were built between you and the moms that came to the class. And so there might be someone listening who's like, okay, I'm hooked. I want to know more about this. So can you maybe tell us a little bit about what a typical session would look like when families would come to Porter?
So you would come in, check in, of course, and we had a childcare area where four of our fantastic Porter aides used to take care of the kids, play with them with all the fun toys that I enjoyed buying for the childcare room. And they would drop them off there. They would come in, sign in, and then we would have time to share about information from the previous lesson and how it was applied during the week. They would turn in their device, and during the class, the device generated a report where we could see how many reading stars they got, how many conversational turns they had with their child, how much technology was used at the home on their Lena day, which they were, a lot of them at first, the first few weeks, they were very surprised. They were like, no, that's a lot of technology in my home. But, you know, you'd be amazed how, you know, much we rely on technology. You might not be, but when you see it on paper, you're like, oh my goodness. So that really motivated them to talk more, read more. The report was generated. We would go through our Lena lesson. They had a parent guide. We would share. We would take notes, give ideas about what to do throughout the week. And then at the end, there was a door prize. Then they would leave. It was about an hour long. And then we just do it again over the course of the week. They would receive a new device at the end to do their Lena day for the following week. And we did 10 weeks of that.
Very nice.
It is like a well-oiled machine. I remember I came to your first three Lena sessions, and like childcare was crazy because babies were screaming. And, you know, Porter was amazing because even your principal was in there several times, helping with babies and making sure that they were safe so that these moms could really participate and take in what you were teaching them. But I remember telling you, I'm like, the first couple weeks are really hard, but then it just becomes like robotic almost because it's a very similar pattern all the way throughout the program.
Yeah, at first the babies were nervous, the criers, you know, it took them maybe 2 or 3 weeks. And then by the end, you know, they were used to it. They were ready to come into the room, ready to play. They knew Miss Cruz, Miss Edgar, they knew all of them, our principal. And the moms were able to, you know, for an hour, just talk about, you know, how to support their babies, you know, and then just communicate with each other, be able to, you know, support each other. Because being a mom is hard, you know, and a lot of them were stay-at-home moms. And being a stay-at-home mom is hard, too. So they were able to support each other and then have fun learning new things to do during the week with their babies while they're at home with them. So it was an amazing experience. I'm glad that you guys were able to make me a part of that.
Yeah, I always think about all the foundations that are laid in these types of programs, because even beyond the children, it also helps mom get organized. It helps mom get a feel for getting back into learning, because oftentimes they've been separated from learning a long time. So it's just a reminder of everything that's going to happen as your child continues to grow and how important a role you play in it. So,
and it really is like, you know, when we were teaching classes and when I'll go observe Lena Star groups, when you're telling parents this information, it is like brand new information mm-hmm. to them. You know, mm-hmm. they have, you know, I think a lot of parents, they don't realize how much interaction their baby really needs from mm-hmm. them. They don't know that they're supposed to be reading or that they need to be reading with their child mm-hmm. or need to be talking with mm-hmm. them while they're in the kitchen or cleaning house or whatever. And I want to reiterate, like, that does not make, you know, you a bad parent. Mm-hmm. But I think once you know better, you do better. Mm-hmm. And once parents are like empowered, like you are equipped to set your child up for success. You have everything you need to do that. Mm-hmm. And once they know better, then they start changing their routines and practices in the home.
Yeah. And being that I've been a teacher for a long time, like I forget that you don't know what you don't know, right? And so a lot of times these parents are like, oh, wow, that's a great idea. And so I'd be like, well, yeah, you know, because yeah, it is. Yeah. And so it really opened their eyes to lots of different things that they can do at home to just support their baby's vocabulary.
Yeah. And I mean, I think sometimes there's a perception out there, and I was super guilty of it. I'm not a teacher. I didn't think I was teaching my kids. I thought I was, you know, honestly, I thought I got my kids ready to go to you and then you taught my children, right? Like there wasn't in my mind, like I need to do this in order for them to be successful at this because I didn't have a teaching path to my education. You know, I had a business path and I had, you know, those types of things. So learn better, do better, right? If I had to do over again, this would be super important for me. So when I have grandchildren, and if my boys are listening, that should be a long time from now, just FYI, I can help my kids and I can help their kids be better at it. So I'm excited.
Definitely. Yeah,
about Lena and all the things that we learn from it.
Yeah.
So, all right. So you had, how many families did we have it?
Eight.
Mm-hmm. Right. So how do you think the families that participated were impacted in your group?
Well, it's funny that you mentioned about grandchildren because we had a grandmother in the group.
Oh,
and
awesome.
Yeah, we did. And she shared so many times that even though she, you know, didn't do all the things, all the talking things with her two older grown children, that she was, now that she was watching her grandbabies, she was ready to do it. And she was sharing that with her other grandma friends. And she was even sharing that with her sisters who were, you know, aunts and grandmothers to, you know, their families and with her own children as well, her own daughter. She even shared was so funny, like some of the questioning lessons, you know, asking open-ended questions. She's like, I even tried that with my 18-year-old son, you know, because she's like, it's just all about talking and listening. And so we had a grandmother that was, she was so grateful and she was just such a growth mindset during the 10 weeks. And the rest of the mothers were just eager to learn. They didn't know what they didn't know and they were just ready to learn and try new ideas. There was a couple of moms that even mentioned because they had little babies and they were like, well, it's kind of awkward, you know, talking to my baby, like talking a whole conversation with my baby. Like my baby doesn't, I feel like they don't understand, but they do understand. They're listening to your, they're looking at your emotions, you know, looking at your facial, you know, gestures. And they just, it really embedded in their heart and in their mind, my baby does understand. I'm going to keep talking to my baby. And even though it was awkward for them, like the other moms would support them, you know, and say, oh, we'll try this and try that. So that's what I mean by they just supported each other and yeah. They just loved learning.
That's awesome. I was excited to hear about the grandparent.
I know. I'm glad that you brought that up because I think when we talk about Lena Start, the natural instinct is to think, oh, this is a program for moms. Mm-hmm. And well, yes, we want moms to come, but this is a program that benefits all caregivers. Mm-hmm. So like, yes, if baby is with grandma, aunt or uncle, whatever, for mm-hmm. most of the time, like it is beneficial for them to come to the program. I love, you know, sometimes it doesn't work scheduling wise, but I love when the mom and dad come together mm-hmm. to the program because then I think, you know, it's just double the impact.
Right.
You know, you've got two adults who are now intentionally interacting with the child. So yes, this is a caregiver program. Anyone who spends significant amount of time around the child would greatly benefit from these sessions in this class.
And one of the moms, she was also taking care of her niece. And so she would do the same thing with her niece. And she even shared at one point that she noticed her niece was less focused on technology and she wanted to play more and her daughter and her niece would play together and, you know, just kind of make up games together. She would say, I would notice the interaction is so much different now that I'm implementing these things with my niece and my daughter at the same time. And she would share ideas with her family. So it impacted, in a sense, that whole family tree, you know, in that home.
So. Yeah. It's funny you talk about I never thought I'd have a conversation with my baby, right? Kids at that age are probably better at taking context clues than at any other time in their life, right? I mean, they don't know the language. They've got to kind of figure out what's going on. Mm-hmm. And so they'll figure it out. I mean, I don't think we give babies as much credit as we should probably give credit, though. So. Yeah. So I know you've talked a little bit about the grandmother and the lady with the niece that she was taking care of. Are there any other success stories that kind of stick out in your mind from your group?
One of the moms, I feel old now, but I taught her daughter in kindergarten, and she's a senior now. She's in high school, and she brought her youngest daughter to the program. So it was fun to work with her again. And me and her would both talk about, okay, what we didn't do with the oldest, you know, we're going to do with the youngest. And so I want to say that she expressed at the first session a lot of regret about not reading enough, about not talking enough to her oldest, and how she doesn't want to do that with her youngest now. And she really worked hard and shared. And so now her youngest daughter will benefit from, you know, just the things that she feels she didn't do, the regret that she felt she had, which of course we told her, hey, we all drop the ball. You know, being a mom is hard. And so it's okay. And it's okay to learn, you know, as you grow your kids. The younger ones, sometimes I feel like benefit a little bit more because you kind of get it a little more right, each one coming down.
Yeah.
And so she was very emotional at the beginning, but she was so eager to learn throughout and so excited about what she learned at the end. So I would say kudos to her.
Yeah, that's awesome. You know, it's funny you mentioned perfection because every week we're always driving perfection. You know, if you look at a baseball hitter, like if they hit 300, they're a super successful baseball player and they've only hit 3 pitches out of every 10. Right. So it's all in context and it's all in how you look at life. You're going to fail. Mm-hmm. Don't expect perfection because you're probably still pretty good even when you do fail at some things.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah. And that's what we try to communicate to families when they get their Lena report and maybe, you know,
yes,
turns or words aren't as high as they want to or they want them to be. You know, I always say, you know, like you're still a parent of mm-hmm. a little. Like there are still days yeah. where things just aren't going to go as planned. And that's okay. We're not going to beat ourselves up for it, but yeah. we're just going to try again tomorrow, mm-hmm. try again the next Lena day. I'm glad you mentioned the importance. You mentioned some in this last answer and then the answer to the previous question about the impact that this has on the family, not only for the child that's participating in the program, but also the older children as mm-hmm. well. I led a virtual group in the fall because all of our campuses were all in Spanish. And so mm-hmm. we had some families who wanted English. So in session 10, you know, we're talking, this is all via Zoom. And I'm like, you know, what changes are you noticing? And one mom, she had a little girl who's participated in the program and then 2 older ones who were one in elementary, one in middle school. And she said, we all talk so much more. You know, the program was for the baby, for the little one, but it really impacted the entire family.
Yeah.
You know, because it's like once you start implementing these practices with one child, mm-hmm. it's only natural for you to implement them with your other children
yeah.
as well. And obviously, Lena focuses on children under 3, but really the whole family benefits yeah. from this too, which is amazing. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
I know I have, and I haven't even taken the Lena course, but from what we've talked about, I ask more open-ended questions.
Yeah, we have a whole session on open-ended
questions.
There's
a whole session on that. And yeah, open-ended questions. It's like, and that's probably my favorite thing to teach because, you know, I'm guilty of asking closed questions, even as a teacher. You know, I've learned along the way with experience that I want to hear what they have to say in more than just one word answers. You know, I like them to describe it and explain it to me. I learn from them. We can start a conversation. So, I mean, not only the lesson is all about open-ended questions, you just learn once you start practicing them how beneficial they are and how much you learn from each other.
Yeah. I learned, like, don't ask how was school today because you're going to get okay.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas tell me what you did at school today. You still get what you wanted, but they have to tell you, and you can figure out whether they had a good day or bad day from what they tell you.
Right.
So,
exactly.
Yeah, super, super simple stuff.
You should mm-hmm. come to a Lena Start session.
Yeah, I know.
It would be fun just for you to see it.
Yeah,
see
probably
it in action.
Play with the babies.
That I would enjoy.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I want to brag on you a little bit. In
okay.
Porter's Lena Start group. So you had 8 families that graduated from the program, which is a great size group. But this is really impressive. 50% of your family saw an increase in conversational turns. And I know I said it in the last episode when we were recapping 2022, but I want to reiterate it here. Conversational turns is the hardest area mm-hmm. to see growth for families. That's the one that takes them the longest amount of time to really see growth. So the fact that 50% of your families just in 10 weeks saw increase in conversational turns is crazy impressive. Also, just want to congratulate you on the community that you built within those families that participated in the program. When I came to your graduation, you can tell they felt extremely comfortable in that space. You and your staff did a great job of making them feel celebrated with little gifts and a balloon arch and food. And it was just a really sweet experience to just kind of sit back and watch the fruits of your labor and the time that you've put into those families. And I just want to encourage you, and I know you know this as a teacher, but those 10 weeks, you know, the benefits that these families are going to see are going to long outlast these 10 weeks. You know, hopefully these are going to be your future students at Porter, and we're going to see benefits for years and years to come. So just some quantitative and qualitative data that I wanted to share for Porter. And then I want to share, again, kind of what we've seen in Mesquite ISD as a whole. We've served almost 150 families that have participated in Lena Start. We have an 87% graduation rate, which is higher than Lena's rate, you know, for groups that are taking place all over the country. This is really impressive, something we're proud of. But families who participate in Lena Start are reading an average of 16 more minutes per day with their child.
Wow.
When families come into the program, we have them complete an introductory survey, and it is overwhelming to me the amount of families when we ask how many minutes do you read a day with your child, and they put zero. Mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of families will do that. And so the fact that families are reading on average 16 more minutes a day with their child is huge. And almost 90% of families are reporting a positive impact from participating in the program, which is something we're really proud of.
Yay.
I want to give families ways that they can learn more about programs that are taking place this spring. If you have a child 3 or under, we would love for you to participate in Lena Start. We believe every family can benefit from this. And so we will have Lena Start groups that will take place on 8 elementary campuses this spring. We actually have 9 groups that are happening, but one is taking place at Mesquite High School with some of our teen parents, which we're very excited about. So 8 elementary campuses that are offering Lena Start that will all begin in February. Groups will be offered in English and in Spanish, so we'll have a variety of options, different times ranging from morning, afternoon, and even some evening times. But we want families to participate in whatever campus, even if it's not your home campus, if you can make that day and time work, we would love to have you participate. But all of the information for our spring 2023 groups can be found at readplaytalk.com/Lena-start, or you can go to our Facebook page, which is Lena Start dash Mesquite ISD, and we'll have ways that families can see group information and also ways that people can express an interest to participate in a certain group.
Can I ask one quick question real quick?
Yes.
How much does it cost?
It is free, $0.
My 4 favorite letters put together.
Yes. You get door prizes at Porter.
Yes. And yeah. We're trying to give each of our groups at least a handful of door prizes, but some campuses, again, Porter has just gone above and beyond pulling funds from other areas, you know, that are used, you know, for families to just provide some extra incentives, which is huge. So, yeah, come to Porter. You're doing an English group in
the spring. We are doing an English group in the spring. We're looking at during the daytime. But, yeah, we're excited. We're really excited to have families back, and we hope that we can have more learning going on.
Awesome. So just to clear up, if there's any excuses, you don't have one for time because you got them in morning, even in the afternoon.
All the times.
You don't have an excuse for location because it's all over town.
The place.
And you don't have an excuse for cost because it's free.
Yes, and English and Spanish.
Oh, and you don't have an excuse for language because it's in English and Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're out there saying, well, I really don't want to do it because you don't have an excuse to do it.
Mm-hmm. And you're going to get free stuff.
Yeah.
You get a free book every time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, a 10-book library is actually a pretty decent-sized library.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, awesome. Thank you for all you do.
Yes, thank you, Veronica.
You're welcome. Thank you all for having me and for allowing me to share this good news with the community. I really appreciate it. And thank you, Lindsay, for all you do with Read, Play, Talk. So fun. And I really like the way that our district is preparing our learners as they come into the classroom because, yes, we expect a lot from them. We have lots of different kinds of learners, and I just love the way our district goes above and beyond to prepare them for what's coming.
Thank you. Thank you for listening to today's episode of the Read, Play, Talk podcast with our guest, Veronica Armendariz. We would love it if you would share this episode with friends and other families in your community that could benefit from this information. Our episodes are released monthly, so we encourage you to subscribe to this podcast so you'll never miss an episode. If you're interested in ideas on how to read, play, and talk together at home, follow us on our social media pages. You can follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Read Play Talk and on Twitter at Read Play Talk TX.